I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
The Dare to Dream podcast has been nominated for 2 People's Choice Podcast Awards and a Webby Award. Dare to Dream is ranked in the top 100 best podcasts in USA in self-improvement on Apple Podcasts and ranks in the top 50 podcasts globally. Debbie Dashinger is a certified coach whose expertise is visibility in media. She coaches people to write a page-turner book, takes their book to a guaranteed international bestseller, and Debbie pulls back the curtain so her clients have the system to be interviewed on radio and podcasts and get massive results. Connect with Debbie Dashinger at DebbieDashinger.com. That's DebbieDashinger.com. The Dare to Dream podcast is sponsored by Dr. Dane Here and Access Consciousness.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to this episode of Dare to Dream. Today, I am featuring Vitica Koolhof from the Netherlands. Vitica is somebody who's going to be bringing to you her inherent wisdom, both as a coach and as somebody who's been very much in conscious contact with other races, other beings from other planets since she was 3 years old. So we'll have a long chat with her, and we're also going to be speaking with Arjun of the Yael, whom she will channel. I must say that the wisdom definitely comes from both, very unique to both, and it's a sumptuous show indeed. We're going to be finding out things like the Yael and their ancient language, also known as the Shalanaya. Why? And what does Shalanaya mean? Are they actually the first ET civilization who will openly meet us here on Earth in person? And if so, when? What about the first hybridization colonization or civilization? Are they like us? Are there hybrid races? And what does that mean, human DNA mixed with ET DNA? Are we an amalgam? How many of us are? And is there racism out in space that may really surprise you? And finally, what does the year 2020 mean? Hint, it has to do with vision. So we're going to be going into time frame, manifestation, and way more. This is one of those shows I think you're going to want to hang this on the door and just lock yourself inside and enjoy every moment of what you're going to hear. Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream, Do Not Disturb While This Is Playing. You may want to even listen at least one more time. Featuring Vitica Koolhof and Arjun. Enjoy.
When you feel that you have also made that connection in your very own way, imagine that solar energy too then flowing through your silver line, traveling back across the universe, returning to your country, your area, your state, the region, the building, and eventually the room or location outside that you are in. And then imagine that solar energy too, if you like, flowing into your body, starting very gently this time at the top of your head, moving through your head, passing your eyes, your nose, your mouth, through your neck, into your chest, between and around the shoulder blades, like a blanket of love wrapping around you. And with the next deep and calm breath in, imagine that solar energy too then flowing into your heart and merging with the earth frequency that was already present there in a never-ending golden spiral. And if you want, you can put one or both of your hands on your heart just for a moment. Anchor there, land there. For this is where heaven meets earth within you. It is the door through which we speak, the window through which we see at this moment of your time. For dear friends, we are here and we thank you for the invitation of this co-creation. Now, how can we be of service to you?
Thank you, and welcome, Yael, Arjun of Yael, to the show. That was just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful meditation. I'm deeply in it, and I'm also here with you. I am so excited to meet you, and before inviting you to the Dare to Dream show, and before it started, I actually connected with you energetically.
And yes.
Yes. Yes. You were aware?
Yes, we were.
Like the Esasani, the Yael are bringing timeless knowledge from outer space. Arjun, what message can you convey to help us understand how we can fully enjoy our lives, our heart's inner space, and our lives' outer space, if you will?
Thank you. Yes. And we are honored too to be cross-connecting with all of you in this here and now. First of all, let us reflect back to you that way of putting it in your language of information coming from out of space or outer space. Really, we would love to remind you, first of all, that that is information coming from inner space, coming from within all of you. Because what we do is reflect back to you that which you have always known, but may have temporarily chosen to forget, which is what you do when you get excited about being focused in a physical dimension, such as yours, the density, the environment, in order to fully explore and experience that to its ultimate level, you could say, you choose to forget a part of that which you all already are. And in that journey, you get to remember, to rediscover, to reconnect with all of that. And that is the homecoming sensation. And whenever you feel that typical sensation that you call aha, when you have that aha sensation, when you hear something that your teachers tell you or that you hear from a friend that feels channeled to you, that piece of information that you know your soul has been aching for, it seems. The aha sensation onto itself reveals to you that you must have previously on some level been aware of the information that is being given to you right now, because aha means it clicks in. And if it clicks in, there is a fundament already within you ready to receive it. You recognize it. It isn't so much that you're hearing it for the first time, it is that you're remembering. Mm-hmm. And that is what we want to reflect back to you, first of all, and what we are very excited about facilitating for you through the channel before you and with all of you in this beautiful and wonderful co-creation. We love that you are all naturally wired, in a sense, already perfectly wired to find your path in the physical dimension. You all already know that you all, in a sense, basically, fundamentally, crave love, joy, peace, harmony. That's built in. That's not new to you. But to experience higher levels of that consciously in your physical awareness, we have been sharing through a multitude of channelers throughout the years a formula that has been very beautifully translated, coming down to following your highest excitement to the best of your ability until you can take it no further. So no pushing, no pulling, without any insistence as to where it ought to bring you in any given here and now moment. By following these steps and maintaining a positive outlook on life, eventually everything else will fall into place, and whatever you encounter can be used on that path of accelerating the expansion of your energy frequency and allowing it to rise higher and higher and higher and gaining grander and grander understanding of all that is and everything that is unfolding within that for yourself as an individual and as you integrate that in your actions as you walk the talk, as you would say. Others, whoever encounters you along the way, whether it is your intention or not to be of service, will benefit from that because it will be beaming off of you. And that is, in a nutshell, how you can most efficiently live your life if you are craving more reflections of going with the flow, of being at ease, and seeing more of that which would, of that which it is we know you prefer in life. Does that help you?
Yeah. Yes, it does. It makes me wonder about manifestation, you know, a big word used here on this planet. Because if indeed, Arjun, energy is everything, that means that we are everything. So if we are everything, we are all one, whether this planet, literally Gaia, us as humans, everything in the universe, ad infinitum. So it leads me to be curious, is there really a manifestation process? Is it important to mindfully use things like mantras and Sanskrit and attraction and vision? Is that truly how we manifest, or is that actually very arduous? There is a lot of efforting there, and instead, if energy is everything, then how could we, with a desire, completely allow and receive with ease our heart's greatest wants?
Okay, thank you for that. So, within the grander understanding that everything is already here and now, yes?
Yes.
The expansion, quote unquote, that you experience as you move through life is the understanding of your consciousness gaining more and more perspectives within all that is, within life. So everything is already here and now. Everything is, in that sense. The structure stands and is. And through that structure, you shed your light, you focus your light in an infinite amount of ways, and you get to explore life or all that is from a multitude of perspectives. And the more aware you become of this perspective and then that one, and ooh, this is also a possibility, and that one is a valid one as well, all of them are. And as you integrate all of that within you, you feel expansion. So that's how it grows. That's how it accelerates. Understand? You understand what we're saying with this?
Yes.
Okay, so just to break it down a little bit, that's the fundament, and that's where the sensation of expansion comes from. Now, expansion occurs whether you're aiming for it or not, because even if you're not at all putting in any type of action into the direction of something that you're excited about, you may feel an increasing energy frequency of repetition in your life, perhaps, if you choose to live in a very similar way all the time and do not invite too much change or alterations there. If you're really, really making it an aim, you could say, to keep it small, if your belief is that that's safer, then at some point, the natural energy frequency within your being will start to feel bored or anxious, angry or frustrated. Now, what these lower energy frequencies are telling you is, darling, this is not your natural state of being. Whatever you're choosing to do right now is coming from a motivational mechanism that is not actually in alignment with your higher self. Because in alignment with your higher self is the wish to explore, is your natural curiosity. So what we're saying here is that even if you're really, really, really passionately attempting to not expand, you will still expand. And the way that that will be translated to you then will be by these lower energy frequency emotions, energy in motion, that remind you of the fact that you're creating a discord or a gap between who you believe to be as a persona self and what you actually are as a soul. Do you get this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it.
You're always expanding. So even if you're resisting the idea of expansion, you are. So the reason that we're throwing this in here is because you are coming up with examples such as the idea of doing mantras and so forth. So what we're reminding you of here is you don't actually need to do anything to expand. Now, obviously, there are more preferred and less preferred ways to have yourself expand, because quote unquote expanding into the direction of discovering that you're keeping yourself in a way too small little room isn't that preferred for most people, we understand. So looking for tools or guidelines to flow the expansion into a preferred direction, yes, you might choose to use mantras or use crystals or any type of ceremonial effort or plant medicine, whatever calls you in. Mm-hmm. And usually the fact that that resonates with you, whatever it is that we've just mentioned or anything outside of that little list, will reveal to you, if you're excited about it, that there is something in there that can allow you to expand in your personal process of getting to know yourself better. In other words, what you're letting yourself know by feeling that excitement about any or all of these tools is this particular tool holds something that will mirror back something to me that I can use in the grander understanding of all that I already am. But they are all just tools, and this is why we call them what you might call permission slips. Permission to allow yourself to be more of your natural self. That's what any and all of these are. Any tool, any technique, any ritual, any teaching that you choose to use to expand your awareness in that sense is a permission slip, because it isn't that any or all of these have any type of power over you. You see, mm-hmm. Everything is fundamentally neutral in your reality. You are the one that subscribes a power or a meaning into it. So if you feel drawn to crystals, then crystals will, in that sense, most likely have an energy exchange with you that benefits you on your journey, because you feel that attraction. It manifests in your reality as a legit tool, but it may not work for somebody else. So you will choose your own custom-made path, and this is why it is so important to get to know yourself so that you can discern and recognize the difference between something that you may just be wanting to be true for you or that you are knowing to be true for you. There's a difference. Do you understand?
I do. You okay. have said, Arjun, that vulnerability is our greatest strength. First, can you explain, what do you mean by vulnerability?
Openness, transparency. Not holding back, not hiding, not suppressing, not acting as if, but being open, direct, and transparent. That is a strength. Even if what you call vulnerable, when somebody is very sad or feels very challenged by life, it is in fact by being open about these things that you can meet each other much more effortlessly than when you are continuing the mindset of having to keep up a facade or otherwise running the risk of losing face. This is something that keeps your hearts far away from each other, whilst we know that all of you are craving nearness in that sense. And this particular day and age very profoundly invites you to remember that, amongst many other things.
Powerful. So with that in mind, vulnerability, then I would imagine that if being transparent, that means that love would be our greatest ally. Is that correct?
Yes. You could say that the power of creation itself, translated in your human language, is unconditional love. You're literally made of unconditional love, as is anything and everything else that you can observe in your reality, no matter how it chooses to represent itself. Understand that unconditional love can carry it all and doesn't judge, hence the unconditional.
So what about intimacy and sexuality? I am extremely sensitive, and I can see how that creates a lot of desire for me to be intimate and sexual, but they're not mutually exclusive. And ultimately, that's what I desire, but I'm not always so sure about aligning with that. And so on behalf of the listeners, I just would like to ask more about what are the possibilities with intimacy, with love, with sexuality, with vulnerability, with allowing all of that to become a sort of beautiful soup that we can live in?
Well, thank you. The idea is that these are natural aspects of your being. For some people, a little bit more to the surface, and for others, a little bit more in the background. You have those more passionate types, as you would say. And those that are naturally a little bit more timid, they just have a different way, different spectrum of engaging with the reality as they perceive it from their point of view. But for all of you, these can be very natural aspects within life and amongst yourselves, so to speak. But where you are right now in your co-creation of reality, which is a bundle of overlapping realities, as every single one of you individually creates their own version of reality. Within this overlap of realities that you perceive as your shared reality, there is a lot of dogma and a lot of negative belief systems and a lot of insecurity around the topics of intimacy and sexuality at this point. And so there again, it is really important to begin by allowing more transparency, more openness, more sharing around these topics. Mm. We understand that even when you're just getting to know somebody, even way before you had your first romantic kiss, a ton of thoughts and presumptions have already run through both of your minds before that kiss actually happens. And sometimes it even happens during the kiss or right after. Oh, we kissed, now that means such and such needs to happen. Or we kissed, that means such and such, something else isn't gonna happen anymore. You see? So the important thing is here, as you are on your way to, in a sense, becoming fully telepathic yourselves at some point in your own evolution of mankind, right now, to cross the threshold, to tip that tipping point that the year of 2020 is very much about, you may want to share your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions with that other person to allow for what you could call a new paradigm relationship to grow, where there are no blanks, where there are no constantly lingering question marks or assumptions in the background about what a specific action means for either one of you. Obligations have come in, you see. Things like that. Make it an open conversation. Bring it into the light. Laugh about it. This is a very, very giggly subject. When you begin to speak your truth about all of these things and have compassion, understand that a lot of people have hardly got a clue what intimacy could actually be for them because of the way that all of this has been suppressed throughout your society, throughout what you understand to be your current history. So our invitation would be to open up, open up, open up. The more you open up, the more you can allow in, the more you will feel that sense of homecoming, and the less things will be depending on what they look like on the outside.
Beautiful. Can you address, Arjun, really interesting times right now?
Yes.
On this planet. And since you are not living here, but observing here and still connected to what's going on, what is it? What do the Yael think? What do you think? What is the perception of what's happening? What is the reason that there is so much unrest and so many people's emotions have been kicked up? I certainly have my own perception about what's going on, and a lot of it is, frankly, for me, very good and fascinating. But I would love you to weigh in for people listening. Can you really address at a deep level? What is this all about?
Yes, thank you so much. So the reason that we're connecting with you in this way to begin with is because you have invited us in. This is quite important to begin with to answer your question. Mm-hmm. You have invited us from your overall collective energy frequency. Mm-hmm. And those of you that are hearing this now mm-hmm. are allowing it in because on some level you asked for it. Mm-hmm. So this is the case for every single thing that you manifest, co-create on the face of your earth. On some level, you asked for it. Now, that doesn't mean that you have consciously asked for the suffering of other people. Not at all. It means that on a higher level, when you truly zoom out and you see these circumstances from a higher point of view, you understand the potential that lies within them. So if you would really wish to shake an entire collective of beings awake, what would you do? In a sense, you could say that that is what is going on right now. A lot of people are simultaneously being given the invitation to investigate and research within themselves what their own truths are, how they wish to continue life from here on. You could say that with your quarantine, your lockdown, a lot of people have been given space and time to think, to reflect, to innerly investigate, and to remember, to maybe first get very much so more confused, but realize that confusion just allows you to realize that something might have been missing that you weren't allowing yourself to act upon previously in life so far. So you're giving yourself a reset point to neutralize, to rediscover your center, to discover in many cases how balanced you can actually be in the face of certain circumstances. Also for some people to discover of how much help and assistance they can be for others. They may have never suspected was within them as a capability. This is a chance for many people to realize that they can add to the whole in a proactive manner, creative, loving, caring, compassionate, coming up with new ideas, and to practice that wonderful balancing act inwardly in the face of certain circumstances as they're being represented to you or presented to you right now on the face of your earth. Realize also, remember that not everything that you see is a version of reality that you are bound to. Mm-hmm. This is, again, a really potent time where there is a type of, you could say, literal splitting going on of many versions of Earth that will propel into the quote-unquote future, as you call it, on their own bandwidth, on their own radio wavelength. So some things that you observe right now may not seem to make any sense to you at all. And you may not feel connected to them either, not curious about it, not affected by it. Then we would say, let that be, let that go. Then that is just there for you to realize that you are right now capable of consciously disconnecting from that, which is still a gift, which is still a reason why you might manifest even that slightest shimmer of a version of reality that we understand is not actually speaking to you into your reality awareness. But then there are challenges, obviously, closer by that do seem to affect you, and you have collectively called them in, you could say, everybody in their own way. You will find that people that you know are challenged by very different things than you might be. Everybody has their own buttons that are being pushed right now throughout these circumstances. And you can all use them in your own individual ways to expand your understanding of yourself, who you are, what you wish to do with life, who you wish to be. And you invite yourself to focus more sharply, like in 2020 vision, yes, pun intended. Focus more sharply and envision for yourself the type of future that you are craving, that you are convinced also that you know would suit you and many others that you love. You can envision images of future versions of Earth and be grateful for them, even though you do not yet see proof of them manifested around you. And by playing around in that way and keeping it light, remember the first step of enlightenment is to lighten up. By keeping it light, you will find that if that becomes your major point of focus, it will become your major point of attraction. And you will see more reflections of that type of reality, versions of it, reflected back to you in what you call your outer world.
Yeah.
Because you're allowing it in through the focus point in your inner set of beliefs, your inwardly chosen point of focus.
Collectively, then, are we complete? Have we shaken up and stirred enough? Or is there more? I have heard some people say that this is not the end. There is more shaking to come, more challenges to come, more breakdowns on their way. Is that so? Or is that something we can modulate and change? And how can we show up for all of this? How can we surf, if you will, on the crest of the waves so that this does not bring us into an undertow of fear and anxiety and loss, but instead all the shaking and what is potentially there to be created from it, which is certainly something I feel and am excited about. How can we ride the crest of those waves into something wholly different and an all new creation for humanity and for Gaia?
Yes, thank you so much. So fundamentally, it may assist you to remember at all times that as the unknown unfolds and becomes apparent to you in your reality, that there is nothing in there that you will not be able to use in one way or another to your benefit. Just knowing that makes it effortless to love the unknown, whatever may come, whether more shaking will occur or less shaking will occur, then is no longer a question, is no longer a concern. You understand so far?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Just know that within that quote-unquote unknown, the light of your being, the light of your soul is stretching out and will reflect back to you, bring into materialization as you understand it, bring into your reality perception only more of that which is part of you. So nothing to fear there, but just remember you will be able to use it. You will be able to use it if you choose to use it in a positive way. This is in your hands entirely. Nobody else can force or alter that for you. This is for every single one individually. The open invitation that your higher self at any given moment sends out to all of you. You decide what you do with the circumstances. The circumstances do not matter. Your state of being is what matters. And by that, you could even replace the idea of matter with materializes, what matters in your material world or perception of it. Yes?
Yes.
So as you flow through life with that fundamental understanding, there is a whole lot less to fear, nothing really, nothing to fear really. And as you do that, you said, how can we be present? How can we be a full-on part of the game, so to speak, to be there for others? Yes, that was the question.
Yes, and ourselves and the co-creation of what's to come.
Yes. Well, again, that just ties back into the formula that we've shared earlier and that has been shared with you many, many years and way before this channel. That is following your highest excitement to the best of your ability in any given moment without pushing or pulling as far as you can take it, mm-hmm. with zero resistance as to where the outcome ought to bring you. By other words, trusting your inner guiding compass. Mm-hmm. Connecting with yourself, getting to know yourself better so that you understand when certain emotions arise, that they are there for a good reason. So when you do get sad, when you do get angry, realize that these emotions initially, most often, are a call to action. There is something that you're observing that you're not preferring in your reality. So what can you do about it? And can you believe something different about it to be true so that it doesn't feel constantly sad or angering to you as you are being confronted with it again and again and again, if it is something that reoccurs in your reality more frequently? So the first 15, around and about seconds of feeling anger, of feeling despair, or feeling any low energy frequency, emotion usually is a type of wake-up call, just there to help you remember that whatever you're observing right now in your reality is not preferred. Now then it becomes important, and this is where it comes in, you need to get to know yourself. Then it becomes important to ask yourself, why am I feeling this way in the observation of this particular circumstances? Why am I feeling this way? If the feeling doesn't subside after realizing that you're giving yourself a wake-up call, oh, this is not preferred, and it lingers around and it keeps dragging you down deeper and deeper and deeper, then obviously you are dealing with a belief system that is not in alignment with your higher knowing, with your higher self, with your true natural beingness. So figure out what that belief is and transform it. So maybe you observe people in a faraway country going through something very challenging, and it makes you sad, and you realize this is not preferred in my version of reality. And then it makes you more sad, and you realize something, there must be a belief system in the background right now, because I wouldn't continue to feel this sad if there wasn't a negative belief about what I'm observing to be true. And then you can figure that out by asking yourself, why am I choosing, very important part of this statement, because it is a choice. You always have a choice. Why am I choosing to feel sad in the observation of these circumstances? And allow the ego, love your ego. It's your friend. It's your buddy. It's your sidekick. Allow that beautiful, darling ego that makes it possible for you to be focused in a physical reality to begin with. Allow that ego to come up with the first thing that is on its little mind. And if it says, those people in that faraway country are suffering and you cannot do anything about it, and then you realize that that's what's making you more and more and more sad, then realize that you can do something. There is always something that you can do when you observe suffering like that. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't seem, if it is a direct route to one of these individuals, you can directly from your heart send them love. Mm-hmm. The fundamental idea of your observation is that you do not wish to see anybody sad. Mm-hmm. So if it is your passion to bring joy to anyone sad, we already know there are plenty of people around you in a closer proximity to you that would love to be cheered up by you. Mm. So you can do something. You can always do something that is within your possible range of action in that sense. And don't force yourself to have it to look a certain way. Again, do not insist on the outcome. And read the energy frequency. Is somebody even really desiring your assistance, or aren't they that much? It's also really important right now, or very helpful for a lot of people, to realize that some people just aren't ready to hear some good advice, so to speak. That they're going through a process where they need to be left alone with whatever they're believing to be true for now. And you can let them know, I'm there for you when you're ready to share again. Maybe at some point, I'm just here I don't need anything from you, but I'm here. You can hold space in that sense. That's a very beautiful gift for a lot of people right now. And it's also okay to feel sad and to allow some things to come up from perhaps the past. Perhaps you see things happening around you right now that trigger childhood memories that still wish to be seen. And it might be important for you to take a little look at them and see what it is that you believe to be true from your here and now point of view as an adult, what you believe to be true about these childhood memories that you're choosing to recreate in your here and now moment, you see. Because the past is a storyline that you create from the now. So maybe that's something that wishes to be looked at again as well. And that can help you feel more self-empowered when you change the beliefs, the definitions that you put around these seeming circumstances. Does that assist you?
Very much, very much. I intimately understand a lot of what you're talking about. And I was reflecting on the one piece about the sending love, that you can from afar send kindness energetically. When I am driving in Los Angeles, the times when I've seen that there's an accident, a traffic accident, and possibly somebody's injured, there's maybe a fire truck or the emergency technicians there, I always, always send them prayers and love and ease and angels, rather than be a looky-loo or, you know, often some fantasy about what's going on. I immediately send them a lot of love and kindness. So from that perspective, I understand on a grander scale what you're talking about and what's possible.
Thank you. We've spoken to a person a while back, and she explained to us that she felt challenged every single time she heard an ambulance touring through the neighborhood with the sirens going off. And she said, while your COVID-19 started spreading, every time she heard an ambulance, she felt so sad and desperate. And she thought now there were ambulances before, but now she felt that all of them had to do with the COVID-19, right? So we said to her, why not every single time you hear an ambulance, smile and love the fact that help is on its way. Whatever is going on, whoever made the phone call or whatever it was for, help is on the way. Assistance is present, and you too are being guided. Maybe all of these ambulances stand out to you so much because you've been doubting whether help is present for you in your life. And when you begin to relax into the idea that your higher self is 24/7 communicating with you, that nothing happens without reason, that you've got your back, basically. The grander you of the universe has got your back, and you're always in place, and you can't be off track. And when you hear an ambulance, that just reminds you, if you like, if you choose to look at it that way, that there is assistance, that you're being carried. You can look at it that way if you like. And so she smiled. It made her laugh, really, with release and relief. And she said, I would love to look at it that way from now on. So she did. Now she didn't notice nearly as many ambulances anymore. Isn't that funny?
That is funny. When will open contact happen? How will open contact occur?
Well, the when is spread over a myriad amount of possible future timelines. And since right now you are in such a wildly creative overlap of various versions of Earth, there are versions that you can observe right now in your reality where you meet people who won't see it, simply won't see it. They won't have this idea of a future Earth with open contact. And then there are those that will be an active part within it. But all of these are coexisting right now. And you're all being invited to choose the direction that you wish to take for yourself. And for some people, this may sound very paradoxically, but they want open contact so badly that they actually invite resistance regarding the idea to begin with. Mm-hmm. So allow it to flow without pushing or pulling into manifestation if relevant for you. So just know, as with anything else in your life, if you want to, open invitation as always. We're not telling you what to do. But allow yourself to remember that if it is relevant for your path of exploration, then that might be a segment of what you understand to be your version of reality, and you will allow it in. Mm. You can play with it if you like and fantasize how that might look like. And this is how we get to the how. Now, we've been connecting with you a long, long time in many, many different ways. And what you're observing right now before you, the co-creation with the channel before you, is one of the ways wherein we are already connecting. Mm. But a more direct and faster way even is in your dreams, in your meditations, in your meditative states. That doesn't necessarily mean sitting still and being quiet. Meditative states or the gamma frequency in your brain waves occurs whenever you are, you guessed it, following your highest excitement to the best of your ability in any given moment until you can take it no further with zero insistence as to where it ought to lead. So when you're allowing yourself to raise your energy frequency to these levels, you automatically end up in a channeling state or meditative state where life just flows through you. Whatever is relevant for you will then become apparent to you in a very effortless manner. Now, there is a little joke that we are playing out with many of you that we know are interested in more contact. Look at even puns, jokes, little segments in your news, graffiti of ET heads. We've seen people running into these things seemingly at random, but a lot, very often. And these are little winks from the universe, from the greater you, that are present in one way or another, might be a part of the play on your stage. Now, if that excites you, you can quote unquote accelerate that by allowing yourself to follow your curiosity, follow your passion, investigate further, see how it is that you would like to ground that idea of open contact in your reality. Because if in your version of future Earth, we are an open subject in conversations, maybe you would like to start laying out the fundament of that version of Earth for yourself today or tomorrow with some people that you feel that you can trust and speak openly about these things with. And then maybe when you feel more confident about the topic, you may start to ask some other people that you never expected would even ever go there with their minds, what are your ideas about UFOs and ETs? And just explore together, get to know each other, and allow the fears and the resistances around this subject of our presence in your lives, allow them to surface and shed a light on them with those that are open to allow that to occur. And that way, you can help ground it and build a platform, a fundament for us to land on, literally and figuratively, in a sense, and get closer to you. But the reason that we are speaking through a person of your own species in this co-creation right now is because we are in no way, shape, or form intending to invade your society or push ourselves on to you. None of that. So you can rest assured that we have started open contact with other worlds before in what we understand to be our past and explorations throughout the cosmos. And we have a plan, a guideline, a loose plan, you could say, in co-creation with your own human oversoul, and only with permission from that layer, with your full and open heartfelt invitation of a certain segment of the population on your planet, and only then we will take the next step and the next step and the next step. But depending on where everybody individually is right now in their personal process, it may look differently. It may look differently. There are people that will manifest a version of Earth where quite a bit of back and forth, you could say, in dialogue with government and military will, quote unquote, have to take place before they can embrace and accept that there is, quote unquote, more. There are versions of Earth where it will come so much more through the people, where the people, we love this version. As an example, we inspire you to be those people, if you like, if you're excited to be those people, where the people grounded through their own innate knowingness that there is more, that you are not alone in the cosmos, where you yourselves, as the people, invite us for more open, tangible, visible communication. And we may respond here and there for those for whom it is relevant by showing our ships or appearing in your dreams more tangibly. And you will know the difference between what you understand to be a quote unquote regular dream, more so a dream that you use to process your everyday life in, and the dreams wherein we come and peek around the corner to say hello, and you will feel the recognition, and that will be a sensation that no reasoning from no pyramid system, from no top organization with money or status can even begin to challenge, because you will know it with a capital K within your being. You will remember and recognize it as part of you. And that is where we begin. That's where the seeds are being planted. And this is why the word star seed, we feel, is quite appropriate for those who wish to be part of that planting of a new paradigm on your earth.
Arjun, may I ask you one last question?
Yes, of course.
I so appreciate what you just shared. And I'm going to preface this question with a little bit of information, with the hope that the listeners and the watchers will be resonating with this. I had a bit of what you're talking about, which is when I was a young kid, I remember turning on the TV and there was a movie on, Unexpected. It was called The UFO Incident. And it was a American biographical film. It was starring James Earl Jones and Estelle Parsons. And it was based on a 1961 alien abduction of real people, Barney and Betty Hill. Yes. And I could not turn the television off. I was riveted. It was a brilliant movie. And I watched the entire thing. And I remember, I mean, it had a huge impact on me. Years later, I read all of Whitley Strieber's books. Huge impact, but scared the crap out of me.
Oh, how exciting.
Many years later, I had the great honor of having Whitley Strieber on this show. Still one of the best interviews I feel I've done. He's an amazing, amazing person and a great storyteller, very compelling, and I believed him. But the point about what I'm saying with all these stories is there. So I'm, for the first time in my life, I'm looking back on all of these markers and saying, huh, maybe there was a fascination there, but I was quite closed down, quite skeptical. And then Robert Perala comes on the show, and then Bashar Darolanka comes on the show. And so I'm still playing in this energy, but still pretty shut down to it. But now I feel something really different. You are here with me because I feel awakened, if you will. I feel compelled and curious and hungry. And this for me is the conversation. I can't imagine, honestly, anything else. And I feel driven for more, hungry for even more. For those of us who are now living in the grander perspective, I guess you've really answered this, but I feel like circling back to this right at the end, just about the invitation to keep connecting, the invitation to visit, the invitation to engage. I am saying right now, I'm very open to it.
We hear you. And we invite anybody else who is curious in that sense to explore their own grander beingness, if they feel at all excited to explore it through this particular route of exploration, to set out that same intention. And if relevant, you will see an acceleration of synchronicities in your reality that will be very fun to follow along, like a breadcrumb trail leading eventually back to you, which is, of course, the origin of it all eventually. Because we dream you up, you dream us up, and in our shared mutual dream, we both get to grow and expand in a bigger understanding of whom and what we all already are. And for that, in any given of these type of communications, co-creations, for that we thank you, because you complete us. Thank you, and we wish you a blissful, playful, creative, and exciting rest of your day.
The Dare to Dream podcast has been nominated for 2 People's Choice Podcast Awards and a Webby Award. Dare to Dream is ranked in the top 100 best podcasts in USA in self-improvement on Apple Podcasts and ranks in the top 50 podcasts globally. Debbie Dashinger is a certified coach whose expertise is visibility in media. She coaches people to write a page-turner book, takes their book to a guaranteed international bestseller, and Debbie pulls back the curtain so her clients have the system to be interviewed on radio and podcasts and get massive results. Connect with Debbie Dashinger at debbiedashinger.com. That's DebbieDashinger.com. The Dare to Dream podcast is sponsored by Dr. Dane Heer and Access Consciousness.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Forget, life is in my hands.